You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This next story might make you think of watching CSI Crime Scene Investigation, where police forensic investigators use all kinds of ways to solve crimes. Well, a new study from Michigan State University might add to a script someday, finding there is much to be learned from studying the microbes and bugs that you find on a dead body. Jen Peckel is a forensic entomologist, an assistant professor at Michigan State University, and lead author of this new study. Jen, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So you work very closely with the Wayne County Medical Examiner's Office. What is on a corpse that they're gathering and you're studying?
So our collaboration with the Wayne County Medical Examiner, we work extensively with the chief medical examiner, and part of his routine process during death investigation is to swab bodies that are coming into his office, and we're identifying the microbial communities that are present on a body after death. Now, these microbial communities are anything ranging from bacteria, they can be fungi, they can be viral particles, but really, we have focused on identifying the bacteria members that are part of this community and how they could potentially be important during forensic investigations.
And this term microbiome that I was reading up on, explain that term to us.
Right. The microbiome is something that's used extensively throughout various subjects. So a lot of clinical applications use microbiome in the living human health. So these are all of the bacteria, the fungi, the viral particles, again, that I previously mentioned, that are comprised of all of the microbes a part of your body. So these microbial communities are really important for human host health, and also they can be really important in terms of environmental conditions. You don't live in an isolated bubble that's sterile. Everywhere you go, there are going to be microbial particles that are present. So this can be on a doorknob that you're touching. It can be actually in the air that you're breathing. So microbes really surround us. Now, not all bacteria or microbes are bad. There are definitely pathogenic microbial communities that are present that can lead to illnesses. But for a large part of the microbial communities that are present, at least in humans, they do serve beneficial purposes. So the microbes really are, I think that we're controlled primarily by the microbes, and we're really just a vessel for moving them along and helping them reproduce and spread into the environment.
So MSU, you provide the kits for the medical examiner's office to collect these samples as part of investigations?
That's correct. We have very simple kits that are easy to use, and we typically give the Wayne County Medical Examiner about 200 to 250 kits at a time, and we transfer kits probably once every other month. So we have a large number of samples that are being collected from cases that they're routinely getting into their office. These kits typically consist of sterile swabs, so during autopsy, the staff will swab different parts of the body, so we're focusing on how the microbial communities are changing based on the location that an individual is swabbed. So these could be areas such as your ears, your eyes, your nose, because there are certain circumstances in forensic investigations that we don't have all body parts that are going to be accessible. So it's ideal to have various sites on the body that we sample from so we can get a robust idea as to how variable the communities are over decomposition.
You don't have to go into any more detail than that. I think we all pretty well get that. What do you learn then from, you get the kits back, you start to identify what's there. What can be learned and how can that information be used?
So the information that we're gathering from these swabs is we're able to identify the different bacteria communities that are present at the time of death. This is important because what we've identified through this large-scale survey is that the community composition of the bacteria change as a body decomposes. So if somebody isn't discovered until 3 days after death, the bacteria, the species, and the composition of the species, so how abundant they are, is going to be much different if a body was found, let's say, less than a day after somebody died. This information can be very important because there are times that there are bodies that are undiscovered for a large period of time, and you want to have an estimate as to how long that individual may have been dead. So the microbial information is really another tool that we think will eventually become part of routine standard protocols that forensic practitioners can use during their death investigation.
Is the information you're able to provide, is it standing up in court? Is it being used in court?
At this time, none of the information that we have collected has been used in a court of law. There are certain rules and standards that all evidence, any type of either biological or chemical evidence, has to be accounted for before it can be accepted or admissible into a court of law. At this point in time, we're really just in the beginning processes of surveying what microbes are present on the body and how they're shifting in decomposition. So there needs to be validation of the work that we've been performing in order for it to eventually become admissible in a court of law.
But you're certainly helping investigators, kind of nudging them down the road as far as timelines. And what other things can be learned besides time of death?
Well, there are lots of different information that are going to be important for forensic investigators. And one of the items that we're also interested in is perhaps the microbial communities can be an indicator of how an individual died. Obviously, there will be certain circumstances that will be very evident as to how that individual, what their manner or cause of death was. But then there are cases and instances that you really don't know how an individual died until an autopsy is performed and they're able to assess basically at the cellular level what led to that individual's death. So we are really optimistic that the microbial communities with continued sampling may eventually be a way for us to identify how an individual could have died, let's say perhaps a heart attack or complications resulting from diabetes. All of these factors are all of these ways that individuals die may not necessarily be evident when you first come to a scene and are just looking at a body. So we're optimistic that the microbial communities could eventually be another tool to assess how an individual may have died.
What about in public health research? What about ways to help the living?
With the public health research, again, identifying how somebody died is going to be really important because with public health surveillance, there typically aren't a lot of resources available for wide-scale surveillance of, let's say, an outbreak of a specific disease, or if you have a non-communicable disease that's occurring, such as heart disease or diabetes again. And what we hope to identify is that with the microbial communities, we're showing shifts again after that 2-day postmortem interval. So there, we have a hypothesis that essentially if the microbial communities present in the first 2 days after death could serve as a surrogate for the living microbiome. So if we are able to identify specific taxa or maybe how diverse the community is, it could be a really important tool to survey a lot of individuals very quickly that may not be accessible for routine surveillance in public health situations.
Jen Peckle, as a forensic entomologist, you spend your days working with and thinking about two things that, shall we say, could be off-putting to some people, bugs and bodies. What do people say when they learn for the first time what you do?
Sometimes I get very confused looks. Sometimes I get, you deal with what? But primarily, people have a fascination towards forensics, especially in the past 15 years ago with the advances of CSI and the popularity of it and all the spinoff shows. So a lot of people are becoming more aware of how forensics works in terms of the scientific side, even though those shows aren't really necessarily accurate all the time. Or most of the time. So it's been really interesting to see the shift about how people are becoming more interested in forensics. And I will readily admit that forensic work is not for everybody. You do have to make a disconnect from some of the more difficult cases. And it's one of those items that I really do think about this type of work all the time. And to me, it's not morbid, but to me, it's really fascinating how we can use these data to really benefit the living and really help out individuals that may not have initially been helped out whenever they were living.
Jen Peckle is a forensic entomologist and assistant professor at Michigan State University. Thank you for sharing your work with us, Jen.
Thank you so much for having me.